Your revolution will not be televised or broadcast live.
All my little brother,
my man Mo said it's personal. You know what I'm saying?
Struggling.
It's got to start right up here.
And listen, you're now listening to the Three Guys On podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. They like you, they want you.
We rep the ain't gods, ain't nobody can't start. Nobody like us, we crush the faint hearts. From halls to the same marks, walking the main blocks, painted with blood that's still hot. So deep it stains socks, the pain sparks frustration. Situations lead to hate, and some deal with drug distribution. Others off the plantation, some know the code of the streets, some got a college education. Come down on the weekend and peep the conversation.
Yo, on the corner units charmed out, ghetto looking bombed out. Police wait at the roll for those who walk the wrong route. Shorties going all out, they got their swords drawn out, ready to brawl out. Getting full till they fall out, black like Morehouse. 40 O's is tossed out for brothers that they mourn about. Get red till it's dawn out, whether they broke or floor style. Honeys pass they drawers out, looking for a ticket out the poorhouse. A jungle out here, lines keep their claws out, fangs and jaws out. Weak just get forced out, names is called out. Ghetto fame is sold out. You wanna be the man that they talk about. I walked out,
I gotta jump in. This should have gone on and on.
Hey, I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Hey, I'm Tim Miller.
And we are Three Guys On.
He just keeps coming with the rhymes, don't he?
Yeah, most deaf. Got a lot to say.
Got a lot to say.
Here he comes.
Some people get love but don't command respect. It's something that you can't buy with a check.
Happy Thursday.
If it's real, who need to deal with the special effects?
How you guys feeling? Everybody good?
Look, they got your corner. The corner of the block is hot.
Happy almost Memorial Day.
Almost.
That's next week.
Happy day. Happy day. Happy payday. Payday's coming.
I am coming to New York the last week of this month, on the Thursday through Sunday, the last week, which is the 27th. No, I'll be there the 28th through the 31st. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I'll come back on Sunday. Here's what I know I'm doing right now. Only thing I know for sure that I'm doing, I'm not doing any I'm doing Courtney's show.
Courtney,
and I think he has a show on that Friday. I'm doing that.
Are you doing the Three Negroes show?
No, but I'm going to reach out to them and see if they have if they're going to do their show. I'm going to reach out to Ray today. Now that you say
all right.
That. Thank you for reminding me.
So Courtney doesn't fuck that up.
Yeah.
Or Chris. Was it Chris that didn't get you in on that? Chris Lambert.
Yeah, Chris fucking Lambert could have had got me on the show, and he didn't, motherfucker.
Chris called me like 2 weeks ago, and I just realized I'd never called him back.
I'm going to go to Gleason's and work out on that Sunday, on that Saturday, probably.
Gleason's?
Gleason's, world-famous boxing gym.
Oh.
$20 for a day pass.
Okay.
In Brooklyn.
What else we got?
I'll probably buy a shirt. I'm taking the bus up, taking Van Moose this time.
All right.
Me and my man Rohan, we're leaving on Thursday. We'll come back on Sunday.
Are you staying with Courtney?
Courtney, yeah. Who has a roommate now, apparently.
So both of you are staying with Courtney?
Yeah, but, you know.
All right.
Well, we're dudes. We'll be all right.
Oh, Courtney has a roommate now.
Yeah.
So we can just sleep on the couch, sleep on the floor.
He's got very comfortable couches.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to hook up a Thursday at the Broadway through with Rich Miller. I emailed him, but he hasn't got back to me yet. He's usually pretty good about that.
Yeah.
If he's in town, he may
hopefully he's still in charge.
Yeah, I mean, he may be out of New York.
Yeah, that goes. Booker just leaves.
I should try to go through Gina, who I worked with her podcast buddy, Ricky Sofer, who was a Greer lady. When I worked with Greer, she was with Greer. They do a podcast together, the Red Light something like that. Gina and Ricky.
What do you got going, Andy?
Saturday, May 16th, I will be on Eddie Bryant's show in D.C. Check my Facebook for the details because I don't know them right now. After that, I don't know. I got to check. I don't think I have anything for a couple weeks after that. Nothing noteworthy anyway. Maybe something in June, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah. I am at the Arlington Cinema Draft House May 14th, and also I will be at the Hyatt May 30th.
Oh, he's still booking you?
Hyatt
still.
Bethesda.
Yeah.
Did you hear the bitterness?
That was me saying that.
Sheesh.
Not
bitter.
Tim Miller.
There was no.
Yeah. No, I'm not bitter. Yeah. I don't like the dude. I'm not bitter about it at all.
Well,
I'm not bitter about it.
I'm biased to the
right.
Dude. He's booking me for shows, but let's be honest. You know what? Off mic.
Yes, he's still booking me.
The the 30th, I'm headlining the Hyatt in Bethesda.
Riot at the Hyatt.
Laugh Riot at the Hyatt.
I talked about this on stage a little bit last night, that about that fucking dude jumping between me and John Conroy talking.
Where was this at, though?
At Beer Baron.
You gotta explain the whole story.
I'm talking to another comedian.
John Conroy, very funny.
I have been working on...
As a man?
My temper and where it comes from.
Right.
With a paid professional.
Right.
Who you pay.
Yeah. With a paid professional. I've been working on this, and one thing I like about this particular paid professional is that... She is very much like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
She's just taking your money now.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You just have to figure out why and what not to do.
Stop being a Jets fan. You know, they're all mad.
Yeah. So I'm talking to John Conroy. Great comic. Haven't seen him in a while. Hey, John Conroy's here.
Saying names.
Right. Uh-oh. Standing there, we're chit-chatting about the road and blah, blah, blah. And this other fucking comic walks up.
Uh-oh.
And just stands between us, just gets between us and starts talking to John.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like...
Mid-conversation.
Do you not feel the murder that's a foot away from you? Do you not feel it?
Well, clearly not. Of course
not.
Yeah,
I guess not.
But I think
it's just such a level of disrespect.
I think the rules you have to change the rules with comedians because
and you know what? Me and Tim were talking about that. It's funny you say that because me and Tim were talking about that.
Because they're weird. They're awkward.
I'm tired of doing that.
Well, but you're around comics.
I'm tired of allowing. I've been around comics for 16 years.
Right.
It's only lately that comics have been like this. I've been around weird comics. I personally think it's this thing of, and not all comics, but there are a lot of comics who are like, I'm going to use the label of comedian allow me to just be a shitty human being.
Yeah, I'm awkward on purpose.
Because a lot
purpose.
Of it is just being a shitty human being.
But the
being.
Person you're talking about, which we're not going to name the person.
Yeah.
That person is not a shitty human being. And I think that person's maybe a little bit awkward.
Yeah, I'm like, bad things can happen to you, man. If you don't understand that. I guess you don't understand that bad things can happen to you. Why don't you just have bad things never happened to you before? You know, like, you can get somebody... really mad at you.
Was there a lull in the conversation?
No,
where he thought
we were
like,
chit-chatting.
He bum-rushed the
even
conversation.
Even if there was a lull in the conversation, you don't just jump in between two men talking. You walk up and you attach yourself to the conversation.
You lurk around,
you wait
a
for
bit.
A moment, and then you get in.
Yeah,
I'm sure he lurked.
But no, that's
you
if you
walk right
you
up,
walk right up to the person.
But
that
that's if you
to.
Are completely understanding of the social cues.
I'm like, I'm used to. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk over to this bar, and I'm going to buy a drink. Because if I ask him, hey, man, what's your problem? Did you not see us talking? And
he's not
he
gonna
says
answer that.
Remotely anything in the neighborhood of, I don't even know
you're
gonna
what's,
I'm going to want to do something to him. I'm going to want to do something to him.
Well, you don't ask him, like, I've dealt with, as a person with a ridiculous temper,
yeah.
I know how to talk to people that I know will trigger my certain personalities trigger my temper.
Yeah.
Like I know the people.
Yeah, me too.
Like, oh, if I talk to him for too long, I'm gonna punch him in his face.
Yeah,
I already know.
I'm gonna get mad.
I'm gonna punch him in his face.
I'm gonna start getting mad.
No, no, no. I'm not even gonna get mad. I'm not even gonna get mad.
I don't know.
Very calmly.
I'm just gonna punch him in his face.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I'm always thinking I'm gonna get mad, and mm-mm. I don't know where this is gonna go.
Nope.
And it
don't
could be,
like him.
It could be women. It could be. There's a lot of people I just don't talk to because I'm like, there's no reason.
I can say names,
there's
but
no
people I talk to on a regular basis, week to week, I know their personality. Right? Their personality brings out my inner
left hook.
Fuck white people. Yeah. It brings out my inner you the motherfucker that you know.
That's another thing I automatically default to.
It brings
to.
Out that.
I'm like, no black guy.
No black person
up
would
and
do
interject
that.
Inject himself in between two other black men.
They wouldn't
just,
do
they
that.
They would not do that.
Let's
they
talk
would
about
never do that.
Let's talk about
because
socially
they understand
awkward.
Understand what can happen.
Here's a socially awkward black dude, Lafayette Wright.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a situation
nah.
where he walked in
no.
on that is only
that.
Only well, white guys do
I
shit
think,
like
I think
that.
The one not size do does not fit all with awkward because Lafayette is a type to avoid conversation.
True.
He's not the type to yeah. just walk in on
but
conversation.
But who's awkward?
What we're saying, though, is Black people just don't do this thing.
We don't do that thing, period.
Just jump. I mean, you might do it once.
But we have here.
And then somebody's going to be like,
but you got punched.
What
yeah.
are you?
But you dealt with, here's the, and that's the thing. Like, if you're black and you're that weird, you've dealt with the ignorant nigga that'll smack you in your face,
yeah, and
no matter
white,
what.
I don't think white dudes
White people don't have that situation.
They don't have a guy like that in their life.
Is this something that white people do, or is it something that happened once?
It's something that white people do.
It's well, white people do like weird, like
you know
white
what,
people
man?
Do passive aggressive. Black people don't do passive aggressive.
White people do passive aggressive,
and black people don't do passive aggressive because you can't really do passive aggressive with black people because they'll get what the fuck is wrong with you? They get start to get mad immediately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can't do passive. White people do passive aggressive.
They can do it to each other without being punched in the face.
Yeah.
Right.
I've never seen an awkward. I've been black a long time. I've never seen this awkward black guy who just cuts himself, just inserts himself in the conversation without other people in the conversation going, what the fuck is your problem?
Without knowing the situation. Anytime I approach a situation, I always know what's going on.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I think they're done now.
Yeah.
I can go over.
Yeah, you scope it out a little bit.
Yeah.
You wait around. Oh, hey, sorry to interrupt. Hey, John, you asked a quick question.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
That's very easy to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what's happening, fellas? Introduce himself to everybody.
Sorry, real quick. I got to ask John a question real quick before I go up. That's socially how you handle that. If you aren't, if you don't know how to do that socially, if you're weird, you're not going to do that right. You're going to get it wrong.
After it was done, John was like, "That was fucking rude, man." I was like, we were literally having a conversation.
And you know what? Partially, I blame the guy that didn't say anything. And I blame John a little bit.
Well, that's that thing of... I blame John a little bit. But John's in a position
But you can't
of,
blame him.
John's in a position of, what the fuck do I do with this?
Yeah.
And looking for cues from me. You know what I mean? Like, if I got upset, John had been like, hey, man. I just walked off. I was like, I can't. If I stand here, I'm going to get mad.
You're going to get mad, yeah.
So let me just...
Go get a drink?
Let me just go over here and get some of this brown liquor and do some brown liquor therapy.
Which is the worst thing we could
do. To keep me from fucking breaking this dude's neck.
The worst thing we should do.
Breaking this dude's
neck. How many people...
The murder that's right by you?
How many people get punched in your head on a weekly basis?
At least every day, at least four
Someone
people.
Almost
I'm
gets
smacking
punched.
Four people. I'm punching four people. I'm on the edge of punching people all the time.
Right.
They just don't.
Yeah.
They might not know it.
Yeah. You,
and it's never, it's nobody's, the thing. No, I mean, it's, never, piss, it's, no one, it's people do things, and I'm like, why are you doing this?
But people piss you off. People don't piss me off.
People do piss me off, and that's what this
And I have
this
a
person,
horrible temper.
This person that I
have a horrendous
this person
temper.
That I pay money to help me figure that one out. She was like, the reason why is because it sounds like a humble brag, but she was like, it's because
you paid her, she better.
It's because you have this level of you figure things out and you're perceptive and you figure things out and you have this level of intelligence. And it bothers you when people don't understand something that you think is very simple. Like, why don't you get it? It bothers you when they don't get it, particularly when you deem them to be intelligent and then they don't get it. You're like, well, how are you not getting this and you're this intelligent? I don't understand that level of it. Like when we were,
like I said,
here's an example. When we were with that girl and she said she liked Sarah Palin, I told her she was stupid.
Right.
You know, I'm like, how are you not seeing,
but she's
a girl. What are you doing telling me that Sarah Palin is smart? Why would you tell me that?
She's a girl.
She's not. So why are you telling me that?
If you like Sarah Palin,
say the reasons why you like Sarah Palin. But don't say she's smart to me because she's not. We all know that.
Randolph was beating the shit out of her in his head.
Yeah, we all know that.
Uppercut.
But she isn't.
We all know that. Sarah Palin is not smart. So don't tell me that. I think she's a smart woman, but don't say that.
Dog,
that's a stupid thing to say.
That's that thing. You're taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
And when you talk about
that's what my mind
as far as
my
black as far as black men, as far when black men talk about social socially awkward situations, it's you're talking about dealing with white women and white men.
Yeah.
Because that's a classic, she said a classic white girl thing, which is I'm going to say a statement, and if you don't agree with it, then don't say anything.
Yeah.
But if you agree with it,
yeah, say something.
Say something.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you shouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And if you say something, you're
yeah.
a mean you're, person yeah. or you're like a
yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, so, you're the problem because you challenged her. Back up your statement.
That's the thing.
You don't have anything to...
That's the problem. That's the thing right there.
The challenge.
Trust me. Yeah. I've dealt... Keyword, challenge.
You just say some shit in a vacuum and I'm just supposed to say, oh, okay.
You can't challenge okay. anybody on anything.
No matter what the horse shit is.
No matter what the bullshit is. No matter what the
horse shit is coming out.
I love her. She is, Sarah Palin is so smart. No, she's not.
No, she's not.
No, she is not.
You're not paying attention?
Now, my thing has always been to, challenge and like argue and, you know, go back and forth. Because I can argue passionately, mm-hmm. which means yelling.
Yeah.
a lot of hand gestures.
But a lot of people aren't comfortable with that.
Isn't that weird?
Clapping.
It's weird.
A lot of clapping
up. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something about, see, yo dude, you ain't true to yourself. You ain't true to yourself. Where you from? That's when people start asking goofy questions. What kind of car you drive? Nigga, you don't know shit about no presidential candidates. Nigga, you drive a motherfucking Infiniti. What the fuck you know about? So
driving that goddamn Saturn. They don't even make Saturns no more.
Don't even make Saturns no more, bitch. So not a hoe. So Hyundai. You can't.
What Hyundai are you driving? You driving the Elantra?
Your message gets lost in so many levels of their own bullshit.
Yeah.
Like there's no way for her to be.
And that's
for her to be like.
That's what she's like. You see.
Well, also
things.
the challenge thing though. I mean, like I'm very much live and let live. If you think something, you think it. I'm not gonna try to talk you out of it. Right.
Me too.
So if she says this is some people probably think Sarah Palin is smart. They're not full of shit. If she thinks that, why wouldn't you allow her to just think that?
Because
why would you have to?
Because Sarah Palin is not smart.
Okay, but that's
your opinion.
But that's what she thinks.
It's not an opinion.
It's not. That's your opinion.
Are you going to talk her out of it?
Of course it's not. We know she's not smart.
That's the problem.
That's the thing.
For me to let that go, I'm not trying to talk her out.
You got
to
let it go.
That's another thing.
You're challenging
her. I'm not trying to talk her out.
You want her to feel like Sarah Palin is not smart.
Tell me why. Tell me why you think she's smart.
But you're not going to accept
because
any
that
reason.
That makes me challenge your... Because now I don't think you're smart. I'm like, you're dumb.
Okay, but...
But here's the other flip side. Here's a flip side.
Nah, I don't want to talk to you.
Here's a flip... Let the dummies be dumb.
Right.
Yeah,
because they're going to be dumb anyway.
I don't want to be near you. I have enough dummies in my life. I don't like having dummies in my life. I just don't.
I cut through all of that. If somebody says to me, you know, Sarah Palin's smart, I already go, you're stupid.
Yeah.
I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, and that's... And
so
that's
I don't take anything you say.
That's part of where she's like, you have to not be.
I can't waste my time. Do you know how many people there are?
Right.
Like, how many people there are? Like, good, bad, what? Like, I can't waste my time. If you're a smart person, then we talk. I don't care. Here's how. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I don't care if you've said something stupid in the past. If me and you are having a conversation and you're saying smart shit right then, me and you are cool right then. After that, you say something stupid, guess what? Right back in the stupid lane. Because I say stupid shit too.
Right.
But I'm not going to waste my time on, I got too much shit to worry about. I'm trying to start five businesses. Yeah. There's no way that I can waste my time talking to stupid people.
Yeah,
I'm not arguing with anybody.
Particularly about shit that's serious. Sarah Palin is a disturbing motherfucker.
But there's no serious, to me, there's nothing serious about it.
I put the course, I was talking to somebody about that, the coarseness of politics. I blame it on it. Who is the bald dude that used to work for...
James Carville?
No, not Carville. He used to work for McCain.
He's now
on MSNBC. You know exactly.
I don't know the name. I know you're talking
Woody
about.
Harrelson played him in the Sarah Palin movie.
Right, right. He was the campaign manager.
Carl Rove?
No, it's not Rove.
He was McCain's campaign manager guy.
He's the one who picked Sarah Palin.
In 08.
Howard Dean?
No.
No.
He's the one who picks Sarah Palin. Like, he is the direct reason why politics is as coarse as it is. Because to me, and I may be wrong, but to me, if you look at the coarseness of where politics is at right now, the name calling, the openly questioning somebody's patriotism, somebody's race.
Though even that shit
directly traces right back to Sarah Palin.
Even that shit,
Steve Schmidt.
That's him.
Even that shit
directly traces right back to Sarah Palin.
Even that shit, I can't get into.
He put her into that position.
Yeah, he put her in that position because they needed a woman. Yeah, they don't. They're just filling slots.
It bothers.
They're just filling slots.
That started that
it fell. You fell for it.
Started that. No. I didn't fall for it because I'm not.
No. Not you. The person.
Yeah, him.
That,
you're a smart guy.
My friend.
Why did you do that? You're a smart guy. Why did you put her in that position?
But that's why
she's
a smart guy.
She's fucking dangerous, and you put her in that position.
They don't care.
She's not dangerous in the abstract of she can do. She's dangerous in the abstract of what she represents and what she incites.
Because he's
and a lot of that blew out. To me, a lot of that blew out from that.
Yo.
That's like the. You know how they say in time, there's this one pivotal moment that
you know
that
how
does
scary
something?
That was.
That's the moment right there.
That was scary
to me. That's the moment right there.
They didn't give a shit,
and he's directly responsible for that.
Dog.
Him and that bitch now that's on The View because she worked for him too.
Here's
stepped away.
Here's how racist I felt like America was at that time. Like people were actually going like, oh, you know, John McCain won states.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have won any. Yeah. He should not have won any state.
Here's the thing about John McCain.
It should have been a complete.
Yeah, should have been a complete shut up.
Not even land. It should have been a Boston, nigga.
Yeah.
Now take it back to the streets. Not a landslide.
Yeah.
Not a shutout. A Boston, nigga. Yeah. You know what a Boston is? You ever play spades?
Spades. That's
it. Should have been a straight up
you
Boston,
every
nigga.
Hand.
Yeah. You ain't get nothing,
every
son.
Hand. I got
nigga.
The big joker, the little joker. The
I got
ace.
The ace.
I got everything.
He got the big ace of hearts.
Yeah. We gonna win. Every hand. We're going to win every hand.
Nigga,
watch.
It should have been a Boston.
We're going to win every hand.
That's how Obama should have won. If America wasn't racist, Obama should have won by Boston.
Yeah. And here's how fucked up it is.
That's
even McCain was like, I can't get behind this racism. When the girl was like, well, he's a Muslim. He's like, hey, wait a minute now. He's a good family man. I just don't agree with his policy. Don't fucking bring nay.
Well, he lost her vote.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why
Sarah
people
Palin
don't do
was
that.
Like, don't worry, he'll die and I'll be president. Don't worry.
And I agree, he's from Kenya.
Ugh. Shit like that.
No, but do you find yourself courting those situations? Like, because some people,
no,
as
I'm
a comedian.
Not no, but I'm not afraid of them.
I know, but as a comedian, I know a lot of, like, you sort of. You look for anger, something to turn you on.
No,
you know what I mean.
No,
I
don't have to look because stuff happens. I don't have to look. Stuff happens.
Right.
I'm telling you, man.
But that's another thing. I don't on the other side. I don't like that. And that's another thing that she was telling me. She's like, you're not a raging out of control person. It's just you're not.
And then you're like in your head, you're like punching her in the face. Yeah. Like, are you bitch? Are you serious?
You're not a raging
shut up. Shut up, bitch.
Everybody has that thing of, Bill Burr talks about it in his act, that thing of where you just driving down the street, you want to just drive.
You want to hit people.
Just think about, everybody does that, but a lot of people don't recognize it in themselves and they run from it.
That's why it gets a laugh because it reveals something about
the
person.
He's like, you shouldn't run from it. And she's like, and you don't run from it. You freely admit it.
But
it just creeps people out when you admit it.
98% of other people run from that shit.
Yeah. Well, they don't like to think that people don't like to think that people have these thoughts in their head. Or like because if you think other people have these thoughts in their head, maybe you have those thoughts in your head.
There's an animal thing to it too though.
Yeah.
A lot of people have
it's a, yin,
a lot
I call
of people
it,
try
I
to get away from the animal.
Yang.
Well when
a lot
Burr,
of people try to get away from it. What do you mean yin and yang though?
There's two sides. It's the two furies, the positive, the negative, the yin and the yang.
Okay.
It's just two furies inside of everybody. This is Eastern philosophy. Inside of everybody, there's two furies. There's a yin and yang. You're a loving person on one side, but on the other side, you're a murderous son of a bitch.
But what the fuck happened to the
just you have the yin and yang.
What happened to the yang?
Yeah,
nigga,
well,
people are suppressing the shit out of the yang.
That's how it goes.
And the yang is like, I ain't the one to be suppressed, nigga. The yin, the yin is like taking, taking, cutting out cow-shaped leaves or cow-shaped bushes and shit. And the yang is like, are you serious? I mean, we can go cut some shit. We can cut some real shit.
You have the two Furies in you all the time. And I like to say when the Furies are out of balance, you have somebody who is basically crazy. When the Furies are out
of balance. Well, when Burr talks about, Bill Burr, when he talks about his angry moments, like punching the muffins, he doesn't say, come on, admit you do this. It's more like I got this problem. You know, like you can't say, hey everybody, we're all like this. You gotta sort of couch it in something's fucked up with me. And then everyone in the crowd's like, oh, me too.
Me too. Yeah, you just talk about you. That's
so you have
all.
To make it, you have to give a context that allows them to
it's not about
lets them in.
It's just about me. I don't know what's in your head. I know you feel those same thoughts, but I'm not gonna tell you that you do. You know, besides, I don't give a shit if you do, tell you the truth. I don't give a shit if you do. Just don't do it near me. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's yin and yang, man. Yin and yang.
Like the yin yang twins.
Yow, 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 yow.
Listen to them last time.
Hey, little girl, would you whisper my ear?
See, that's their most popular song. But
where do you see my...
Oh.
Oh. Where do you see my dick? Where do you see my dick? I'm going to beat that pussy up. Bam, 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 bam.
You know
bam,
how bad bam. Their breath stank.
I bet that joke was running all the way through the Chitlin circuit.
Oh, God. I bet you they had stank breath. We have some emails. Quit
we
talking
have
about me.
Three emails.
Boom, 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 boom.
They're all about you.
Boom, 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 boom. We need some email music. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm gonna
watch my spare my ear.
So we have three this week.
We have three emails with a couple of our regular emailers, one of them is anyway. Monique sent us an email. Monique, who hasn't emailed us in a couple weeks, actually.
Monique Love.
This is about episode 463 and 464, which was last week with Haywood. Hold on.
Let's go.
So I love y'all, 3GO.
Let's do it.
And salute to sock puppet number one. Your laugh is legendary. That's Haywood. Also, you're a pretty smart dude. You speak so well, LOL. I enjoy the fuck out of y'all.
Speak so well.
Episode 463, I must love dad bod, LOL, because it keeps me around a young man. Can women have mom bod, or are they just fat?
Nah.
Dad bod is just fat.
Dad bod is just fat.
Same thing. It's putting lipstick on a pig, to quote Sarah Palin. About Freddie Gray and the plethora of stories like this, at what point do they start convincing the public that these people deserve to die? Because they're trying to do that now. Because there's a lot of pieces of shit people still walking the earth. That's to do with every victim. They're like, well, you know he sold drugs once.
Yeah, so he's a piece of shit.
Riff Raff, get him off the street.
Oh.
Episode 464. That Michael Jackson Free Association gave me life. Thank you. So yeah, gay people in hip hop, they are there. Maybe it's the Ying Yang Twins. They've been there. I feel like hip hop culture is just like that of professional sports. Motherfuckers are gay or engaging in sexual acts with the same sex. That's a DL. They just don't say nothing publicly. Which, of course, people aren't required to expose their personal lives, but B100, we all know it's a thing in general. Mr. C from Hot 97 is not the only hip-hop dude getting his dick sucked by another dude.
Forgot about that dude, Mr. C.
Where do you see his dick, other guy? That's a whole other can of worms. I read the book Hiding in Hip-Hop, and it angers me that when the topic comes up that rappers and assorted others just act like being gay and being a rapper are mutually exclusive. Look at Young Thug. He's calling other men his hubby and loves. And wears the blouses.
Young Thug gay?
He blurs the line clearly drawn in hip-hop. I think that ninja is really just playing on people's stereotypes for publicity. Plus, he makes ratchet club music, which I enjoy immensely. I mean, Lifestyle and Stoner? My jams. I wish I knew the references. It's bullshit. I guess certain folks have to believe it's the function in society, but like y'all said, trends in music change. How would the original jazz purists feel about a good old Kenny G?
Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up.
Oh. They might say it's microwave jazz light. As a person who has been on both sides of the food stamp coin, it's another topic. Motherfuckers need help. Just don't abuse the system. Hey, Congressman, you can eat filet mignon every night. Let me eat my T-bone once a month, fuckface. I'm already living paycheck to paycheck as it is. Oh, yeah. Good on her, lady. Fuck you forever.
Where do you see my dick?
Y'all be on fleek.
Oh.
Every week.
Beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up.
And she says, hi, Tim.
Beat the pussy up.
Hey, girl.
Oh. We were a little distracted on that. On the email.
It's too much going on.
Too much with the senses.
Yeah.
The next email is from Marcus. I don't think he's emailed us before. So. In fact, he hasn't. What's good? It's Marcus. I found you guys through the black guy who tips.
Of course. Come on.
Shout out.
Oh. Toot.
I just want to say I fucking love the podcast. I'm in the process of catching up on all your older shit. Andy Klein is without a doubt the world's coolest white dude.
Word.
That's a lot of
bond.
Pressure.
Bond.
I got pressure now.
Word bond.
There's a weight on my shoulders.
Cooler than Tim Weiss? Cooler than Michael Scolin?
As a white man, I'm not used
cooler
to...
Cooler than Rick Rubin?
I'm not used to weight on my shoulders.
A lot of weight.
Randolph is always dropping that old ninja logic.
Old nigga logic.
That got it. What do I get? Let's hear.
And Tim is eyed, I guess.
Oh.
That's the whole email.
Oh.
Thanks, Marcus.
Oh.
Thank you, Marcus.
Two of us appreciate that.
No, I do. Dog, that's the best. That's the best review, right? That's the best description of us right there.
Oh.
Tim is good. Tim is cool.
He's aight, I guess. And then the last email is from Susan. She has emails before. Hey, three guys on. I'm a previous fan who emailed about the gorgeous Philippe.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had Philippe on in a while. We got to get Philippe back on.
Oh, yeah.
He had his toes out last night.
Yeah, Philippe wears flip flops.
Philippe does not wear anything.
It's like, come on, dude.
Where do you see my toes?
He does not care, son. Philippe does not give a shit.
Susan says, I just wanted to drop a line to let you know that you guys are awesome. I respect and appreciate your opinions. Keep up the good work, and hopefully one day I'll be bold enough to say hi to you guys one of these Friday nights. She comes to our shows.
Oh, bring your ass to the show.
Being scared.
And she says, although...
Jenny did.
I hope she wasn't there when I went home, when I bombed.
She said, although I don't think I remember what Tim looks like.
Good. No, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's two in a row. I get dissed.
A little bit.
I can eat it.
Now, Tim's there on Fridays.
You guys are the stars.
Tim's there on Fridays a lot.
You guys are the stars of the podcast. Oh, the Fridays. Yeah, I'm there, but they don't know who I am.
We ain't stars. It's three of us together. It's right. One to twin powers. Activate.
Well, you know what?
One to triplets.
I think I'm going to put this out there. I believe in a week from this Friday, since this is airing on Thursday. If you're wondering, Susan, I believe Philippe is booked on the Friday, the 20th. Let me pull up the calendar. 22nd.
Don't tell. He might not want you. He might not want her to know.
Well,
hopefully
we
probably going to have his toes out.
I tweet the lineup sometimes.
As secretive as he is, he might not want her to know. He might be upset with you for telling her that.
I tweet out the lineup, though, from time to time. I mean, it'll be out there. So anyway, you might see Philippe, too. Maybe you'll see Philippe come up on the Friday show. So that's the email. Thanks, Susan and Marcus and Monique. And
thank you.
Wants to email us, threeguyson@gmail.com, and we'll read them.
Shout out to Gershon Wynn. He sent me his workout. I tweaked it for him and sent it back to him.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one we got so far.
Seems to be pleased with it.
Randolph is putting it out there.
And he bought a copy
did he prove
Blue
it?
Magic.
Did he show proof?
I can look. I can look at the analytics.
Does it show who bought it, though?
No, it just shows me the one was bought. So I'm like, okay, he bought one.
So he might have.
Somebody did.
All right.
Somebody did. I think I sold two.
Randolph
will
tweak your workout. All he asks is you buy a copy of Blue Magic.
Took me a little bit of time. You buy a copy of Three Guys.
And Gershon sent, like, he had a detailed...
Yes,
like
it was a lot of work.
Of his workout.
It was a lot of work.
It was
looking at it. It was some things that were backwards on there, and he was doing exercise he didn't need to do and stuff like that. So.
There's exercise you don't need to do?
Sure. Yeah, you don't need to do calf raises. What are you doing calf raises for? You
trying
to
big dunk? Calves.
You trying to dunk?
Yeah.
Calf raises.
I am. It depends on.
You need that for? If you want to dunk, you don't need to do calf raises.
Lower the rim.
Jump rope.
Oh.
And do.
And jump.
And do box.
From what I've heard.
Explosive box jumps.
Plyometrics.
Yeah. Why are you doing calf raises? All that's gonna do is make your calf bigger. That ain't gonna give you explosive power.
I think that's the most important thing.
Remember those power shoes?
Getting the muscles bigger. Yeah.
Yeah, power shoes.
Yeah. They just made your calves bigger?
Yeah, just make your calves bigger. They'll give you explosive power. You want explosive power, you gotta do explosive exercise.
You gotta do shit, yeah.
that's how you pop. Get explosive power.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Make you do hop fast, do bypass hop, shit like that.
Right.
You know, just get on a calf machine. Just do calf raises. I'm doing calf raises, baby. I'm doing calf
maybe
raises.
You just want to shape your calf. You want a shapely calf.
Okay, unless you're a bodybuilder, you don't need that.
Maybe your woman loves a shapely calf.
You don't need to be standing around doing a bunch of curls. You don't need to do that.
A shapely bicep.
A lot of shit you can do.
Look like the guy on the magazine.
So nobody kicks sand in your face anymore? Let's talk about this Mother's Day. Since Mother's Day, this fucking woman, I put this shit up. My husband forgot Mother's Day flowers, so I had sex with someone else.
That ain't why you had sex with him,
you stupid cow.
No, you looking for an excuse.
You just needed an excuse.
I think she just wanted to bang out somebody else. Yeah.
You need an excuse to fuck around. And him. The next thing he does... He didn't put my shoes in the right spot. I'm fucking around.
She's rationalizing.
Yeah.
My husband forgot Mother's Day flowers, so I had sex with someone else.
I guess this was last year because this article's from like May 2nd.
Yeah. The adulterer's website, Ashley Madison, which I see popping up on point. I don't know what it was. He's expecting a massive 500% spike in signups from women on the day after Mother's Day. So here's what happens. Apparently, these women don't get what they want from Mother's Day. And they're like, that's it. I'm fucking around.
Yeah. It's time.
So what drives a woman to commit adultery after spending time with her family on Mother's Day? Anne, a 42-year-old finance worker from Bergen County, New Jersey, right outside of New York, who asked the Post not to use her last name, tells Jane Reilly her cheating story. Opening the Mother's Day card for my husband, my heart sank. We've been married for more than 15 years. I was a mom of his two children, but he hadn't even thought to buy me flowers, let alone jewelry.
He got a card.
Got you a card?
Got you a card.
The whole run-up to Mother's Day had been depressing. It makes me feel old, like I was losing my sexiness. My marriage was stuck in a rut.
That had nothing to do with the card.
Nothing at all.
Zero to do with the card. You just feeling sick.
I got hitched when I was in my mid-20s. Things were great at first, but they started to fall apart almost as soon as our kids arrived. Derek is only 48, but he might as well be in his 70s. He's always tired and unmotivated. Maybe because he's working really hard to support you and these two kids.
Did you ask him maybe he has low T?
Could be that. He's 48. Yeah. Could be low T. Could also be fat. You ain't telling us nothing.
Bring up that T.
We have sex about once a week, though it's hardly passionate. I never orgasm and just go through the motions. Some of that's on you. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is on her. A lot of it, some of it is on her. Most of it is on him.
So the day after Mother's Day, I set up a profile on a cheater's website, Ashley Madison.
She wanted some dick.
I had a bit to drink and was feeling flirtatious, so I wrote how I was a voluptuous brunette looking to have an affair. Within minutes, I had responses from several guys, including a man called Tom with three children.
How old is Tom, though?
42.
I agree with what she's doing.
Younger man.
Worked in the medical field, and his marriage was even more dysfunctional than mine. He wasn't having sex with his wife at all. I met him less than a week later for lunch.
She's on Ashley Madison. She's on Ashley Madison, too.
At a restaurant about 40 minutes away from each of our homes, we ended up having a lot of fun drinking wine and getting to know each other. We first had sex 3 weeks later at a Best Western off Route 80.
That's the best place to have sex.
It sounds seedy, but it wasn't. Oh, it's seedy.
Yeah. It's definitely seedy.
You nasty bitch.
The sex wasn't the best thing since sliced bread, just very intimate and passionate. I still wasn't able to orgasm. In fact, I never have.
Oh,
it got better as time went on.
So she earlier sort of blamed her husband for the lack of orgasm.
Like I said.
But she never has.
It got
some
better.
Some of this is on you.
She had
it got
before.
Better. Yeah. A lot of it is on her.
Yeah.
Women's orgasms are a little different than men's orgasms. But go ahead and finish.
Even though it was a big deal for me to cheat on Derek, I didn't feel guilty. I finally felt alive and sexy.
Sociopath.
I didn't tell a soul, not even my best friends. It felt good having this big secret all to myself. You know when she would feel guilty? When Derek found out.
When
Derek finds out, you're going to feel guilty.
You're going to hurt yourself. Damn. You're going to hurt yourself.
This sounds like a midlife crisis. Because usually men are the ones that are accused of that.
Uh-huh.
But women have them too.
Yeah.
It's just what's going on.
After that, Tom and I met for sex about once a month for 6 months. But then he started to flake out on me. Canceling our meetings and making excuses.
Yeah, because he had another bitch.
By then, I'd fallen in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, come on. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I never told him because I knew deep down that he wanted to keep things casual and not leave his wife and family. To be honest, neither did I. Eventually, we stopped seeing each other.
Now, okay, so she says Tom flaked out. Maybe Tom didn't flake out. Maybe she. Maybe he was like, this bitch never has an orgasm. She's yeah. annoying. She talks about her husband and her kids all the time. Why is she making it him that flaked out? She might have been the one that pushed him away.
Maybe he was just banging you out.
Yeah, he's,
maybe he was just was getting his dick wet.
Did you ever think about that shit?
Quit that pussy up. Fuck that being no mama. Get your smack back. Wait till you see my dick.
Oh.
Wait till you see my dick. Hey, bitch.
Oh.
Wait till you see my dick. Hey,
oh.
Bitch.
I like hey, oh. bitch.
That's all the shit was about. After that, I met and slept with two other men through Ashley Madison.
Did you have an orgasm?
Because you're a whore.
Did you have an orgasm?
And I'm currently chatting online with a few guys. Derek and I still have sex about once a week, and I'm afraid to say sex hasn't improved.
That's her husband.
But now that I've had my affairs, it doesn't bother me as much.
What a whore.
I don't think she's a whore.
I do.
What? Take care of your
women
take care
have
of
needs,
your
man.
Then take care of your business. Take care of your affairs.
Women have
if
needs.
If it was a dude,
I'm blaming Derek.
If it was a dude, we'd be saying the same shit.
No, no,
take
no.
Take care of your business.
I'm blaming Derek. I'm blaming
take
Derek
care
for this
of
situation.
Your business,
I'm blaming whore. Derek. He did not fill her cup. He didn't fill
I'm
her cup.
I'm not saying that, but if you want to be married with somebody, take care of your business. Take care of your business.
Did she approach him about the empty cup?
No,
probably just, not. And that's what
guarantee
I mean.
You, I
take
guarantee
care
you,
take
didn't.
Care of your cup. If you take care of things, right, and you go to him and you say, hey, this is happening, and then he's still not responding, then you gotta go get some strange, man.
I think here's what I think you just said right there.
Strange,
you just gave me what a man would do to a woman. Now, here's what she did to Derek. She said that same thing, but in the most, and I hate to say it, but the most subtle ways that she possibly could.
Yeah, without actually saying it.
Without actually saying the words, but he, as her husband, should have known, like, this is what I need from
well,
you.
Maybe not.
To get my cup full.
Maybe not. She's got to, people don't express themselves enough. That's a problem.
Let's clarify. Women don't express themselves the way men do.
Directly, no.
Directly?
But nobody,
women don't express themselves.
Couples stop talking.
It's up to us to know.
It's close communication. Is it?
It's up to men to know how
Why?
To communicate with their women. Because that's what women don't communicate like we do.
Okay.
If I have a problem with you, I'm going to tell you directly.
Yeah.
But number one, we're
why
not in a relationship.
Why is all the onus on us? There's no onus on women
because
to
that's,
try to explain this to
no,
them?
There isn't. I don't think
see,
so.
See, and that to me is the fallacy.
It shouldn't be a fallacy.
That to me is the fallacy.
Because women don't communicate like that.
You have to try to figure out. You have to.
No,
or,
you don't.
Or you're here. Well,
or you're on Ashley Madison.
The only reason you don't is because no one demands it of you.
And the other difference is
that's the thing. No one demands it of women to be like, just fucking.
The
talk
other
to
difference
a
is
it's the same thing with the rude fucking person. No one demands it of you to not be like this, and they just let it go. Like, well, that's just women. Oh, that's how comics are. So
it's sad. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I'm just saying I don't get mad at fish for swimming. That's how they communicate.
The problem with that is that fish are not really sentient. Let's say it like that. They're uh-huh. fucking stupid. So
they think Sarah Palin
they follow,
is right.
They follow.
Fish. They
think
Sarah Palin.
Follow
fucking fish. You know?
If we're comparing women to fish.
You have a rational mind.
Which, if we're comparing women to fish, yeah. which we shouldn't, but
right.
if we are, then it's not a level, it's not parallel because women are emotional
because
that's men, how they can't tell you what they want from you because let me tell you why hold on okay let me before you
yeah.
they can't tell you what they want from you because once they tell you then it kind of loses a little bit
I quit
sexually
to
sexually men can I can tell you hey, suck it slower, lick it a little bit, lick all the way up and down, and then like take all of it. Right. I can tell a woman that and while I'm getting a blowjob and I can still have an orgasm and
yeah,
still
but some,
enjoy.
But some women can't
a woman
tell you.
Can't
but,
tell,
some, but some women do. And
women
you know,
in their
and you
40s.
Know, and you know what we do to
women
like that?
In their 40s.
We call them a whore. So they stop telling us.
We call them a whore and seriously mean it.
Yeah, and they stop telling us that.
Because we say whore all the time,
to,
but we don't mean
yeah.
it.
I equate it to
you know, they call men animals, and it's just men are animals. They just do this. Yeah, we still have rational thought. That's that thing of you can't control yourself because you see, oh, I saw a woman in a dress. I can't control myself. It's the same shit. So as a woman, I can't talk. I can't talk to me. Look, I'm just not going to. No, right. It's because no one demands it of you to do. I had a go around with Erica about that, about guys in the military, that people in the military, that guys.
A personal trainer.
Yeah, about women training with men. And like, well, the guys can't control themselves. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
No, they can.
You fucking tell them to.
Yeah, they can. They
you,
will.
You know why you tell
they
them to?
They can and they will.
Because we're in the fucking military and I'm telling you to do it. You don't like it? I'll run you till you puke and then I'll run you some more. How about that? You fucking tell them to. But you gotta, you don't.
I think you have to decipher
what they mean.
I'm fine with that. I shouldn't have to, but you know what? You do have to. Okay, I'm fine with you saying you shouldn't have to.
We do.
But she was past. She was past. I shouldn't have to. She was past.
But you can't use that.
All the way to. But a lot of people think like that.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem with rape in the military.
You can't.
Because that's just what they do, and we can't tell them not to. They can't. Yes, you can.
Those animals that rape.
Well, they're just animals.
We can't use them as examples of men.
No, that's just an extreme. That's just an extreme thing.
Okay.
But that's a lot of it. That's the thing like with the little girls who wear the dress to the prom.
Right.
Oh, you can't wear that dress.
Why can't you not? Because
it makes me feel horny towards you.
Yeah, and it's not their fault.
So I don't want you to wear that dress. It's your fault that you're making me horny.
As fathers of daughters, like, we know, like, and I've gotten more sensitive to it recently, but, I mean, you probably thought about it.
Aaron, one of our...
You probably thought about it a lot.
One of our listeners, Aaron Johnson, just had a baby. Sent me a
little girl,
picture
boy,
had a girl,
dog,
trying to raise daughter.
You know what, man? As a misogynist, nothing better for me,
Aaron Johnson,
than having a little girl.
Picture of
I'm
a
not gonna lie,
picture of a little Matrix baby. Shout out to Aaron, he just had a daughter,
mixed
little Matrix baby, black father, white mother.
Yep. You know what? She gonna look like Ava. She gonna look like Anaya.
Yeah.
They all look exactly the same.
Gregorio, little Matrix baby.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
His Latin, is Latin, well, he's white. Latino.
Latin,
it's
baby.
Not the same.
It's late. It's not the same.
Hater.
Black and white.
Hater. Little Matrix babies.
No, my point is that she should at least do your due diligence.
Yeah.
Say the things that you want. And if you're not getting what you want, I'm not even saying I'm above going out and getting some strain. I'm saying that.
But
you got to at least say what you want.
Because
this is like a 300-word article maybe. You can't summarize an entire marriage in that.
No,
so
of course not.
She says he's 48 going on 70. I mean, she might have brought things up. They have sex out of obligation once a week, and she just kind of just lays there and doesn't enjoy it. He obviously isn't doing anything about it. He's not picking up on the cue. You can tell when she's not enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. The problem is that, like you say, it's his only article. We can only go by what's written in the article.
Right. Well,
so.
Yeah.
I'm just extrapolating based on strictly what I'm reading.
But for me, it's when she says.
I'm reading in between
when
the lines.
When she says the Mother's Day card.
Some.
Caused
anytime.
Her. The Mother's Day card didn't.
The Mother's Day card didn't. We read between the lines.
There's years. That's the last straw. There's
all the
years
shit that
of shit.
Up over
anytime,
the floor, over the
anytime
years.
A woman cheats,
yeah, well,
there's a lot more to it. The woman, her not having an orgasm. First of all, that right there,
that's a problem.
A woman not having an orgasm, to me, right there, it's a clear sign. Yeah. That he's not listening. He's not paying attention to her.
That's right up there with a woman saying, why don't you, I want to hang out with my friends. I don't want to hang out with you. Really? Your woman wants to hang out with her friends. She want to hang out with you?
Yeah.
That's a fucking problem.
That's classic.
That's a fucking problem.
But you have to know. This is why you have to be you have to be a complete person before you can actually get with somebody else.
Yeah. One of my wife's friends like that.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
I had an orgasm with a husband in like 11 years. And she asked my wife about it. She was like, "What are you?" My wife was like, "I don't tell you, bitch.
I don't tell you. get a dildo, ho."
But there are women.
He hadn't introduced.
There are women out there though who
sexually
have never even given themselves an orgasm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so you can't.
They don't bring that up. We don't know that about this woman here.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't know.
We don't know that about her.
Are you masturbating? Are you?
Well,
are you?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, yeah. And so you can't expect him to solve the riddle that you yourself.
Which is why I said some of that shit's on you. Some of it's on you.
A little bit is
it
on
just
her.
Is
a little bit. A little bit is on her.
You're in the bed too.
90% is on him.
You're in the bed too. Some of it's on you.
90% is on him, yeah. And I'm not only going by her
that's
expectations
a lot,
of him.
That's a lot,
dog. I'm going 90%.
Too much, man.
Let me tell you why.
That's too much.
Let me tell you why.
I would say 65-70.
He should have. Nope.
That's
I go
too
90,
much,
dog.
Man.
I go 90. Because he should have known. Wait a minute. This my girl ain't she had a you had a babe. What's the he should have started introducing shit.
When you get to 48 years
come
old.
Come on, man. You
he's 40.
Married.
That's too much.
When
man.
You're younger.
48?
Well, he's 48.
She's 46. She should know her body by now.
Nope.
She should know her body by
when
now.
When you're younger.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because she hasn't just had an opportunity.
Getting, laying there getting fucked.
That's exactly.
That's
you know
insane.
What?
They're
it's
both
sad.
Hating.
It's,
learn your body.
It's sad to say, she probably did.
Just learn your body.
She probably did. But he should have been like, let's introduce some new shit.
She talking
let's
about,
do some,
she
let's
talking
do
about
some,
the other dude was passionate.
Let's do some ass slapping.
Wasn't passionate.
Let's do
he
some.
He was just banging the shit out of you. Aggressively.
Fucking.
Let's play this song.
He should have introduced
oh.
some. He should have introduced some ass slapping. Some oh. titty. He should have already figured out the puzzle.
The problem is
before they got married.
When you're young, when you're in your 20s.
Oh. No, really? No.
You get,
they're how old are they? 48 and 46. 40,
yeah, they're
got
there
married
in their 20s.
They got married in their mid 20s.
Yeah.
He had
which
no
was a mistake right there.
That was a mistake right there. He wasn't a full person yet.
One.
He wasn't
neither
a full
one
person.
Of them
yet.
Were.
Right.
But you
oh,
get when
dog,
you're when you're 25.
I go, I'm still going 90-10.
When you're 25, if you're a man
90,
and you're 25, 10. You have
oh.
a big part of your ego sexually comes from satisfying the woman. You, like it, if you give her an orgasm in your body, like I gave that, like I did that. I solved the riddle. When you're 48, you probably don't give a shit anymore.
No, he
but you
care.
Don't know.
So
he don't care.
You don't
yeah.
know.
He doesn't care though.
He doesn't care anymore. Like he doesn't have it. Doesn't
he still
have,
blames her for
way,
not having orgasms?
We don't know his side. He could be fucking around. He could have a bunch of.
Or maybe he
guarantee you he's
she
fucking
just,
around.
She could just assume.
I guarantee you
he's not doing nothing. No,
dog. I guarantee you he's
he could
fucking
have a
around.
A lot of strange floating around.
A lot of strange floating. I guarantee you he's.
Hey,
fucking
I'm going with the guys to Atlantic City.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
I'm with the guys in Atlantic City this weekend.
Dog, he.
What are you going for? Play cards.
I still blame him. Oh. But that's me. That's just my. I always blame the guy. Anytime oh. Anytime a woman wants to cheat, I blame the dude.
I just don't let the woman off the hook easily.
I don't. I'm not letting
this,
her off the hook.
You're in this too.
It's still his yeah. fault though. But I'm not letting her off the hook.
In this too.
I'm
and
going.
He's falling down on the job, but I don't know the.
If
I don't
not
know
90, 10,
I don't
80,
know
20.
Falling down.
And we also
don't know.
Maybe he has tried all those things.
And it's possible.
Maybe she's just not into him.
But
it's
I would
possible.
Think she would have brought it up.
She might have.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But
she would have brought
she
it up.
She may not think he's trying anything.
Well, she would have brought it up, man. If you yo.
She wrote
if you
this
take
article.
Your girl, if you take
well, she
your
wrote
girl,
the, she wrote the article to make herself
the,
look
she wrote
good
the best
bad.
Version of her is in the article.
So she can't say he's trying stuff because then people are going to be like, bitch, he's trying. Why? What? He's
yeah.
trying shit and you still?
She wrote an article about how yeah. she cheated on her husband and she made herself look good in the article.
Yeah.
So there's shit that's left
I
out.
I cheated on my husband because it's his fault.
Because he gave me a bad Mother's Day gift.
Oh. Oh. In the meantime, he's going to Atlantis. I'm going to Atlantis. This weekend. What for? Play cards. That's all you're going to do? Oh.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm doing. I'm just going to go play cards.
It's going to happen. You know we're going to you know we gonna dance. You know, we're going to dance no matter what.
Oh.
Dog, it's sad to say that to me, like the being married is probably one of the hardest relationships to be.
You think?
Yeah. It's dog. And any, I hats off to you. If you're married, hardest, you are trying to.
You're spinning plates.
Dog, you're spinning plates for somebody that like can make plates. Like
right.
that it to me that is the difficulty level. Marriage is difficulty level you're expert. when it comes to relationships, I think.
Like, well, it's
you
also
have
though,
to know exactly
it's
what
an
they
ongoing. Marriage is an ongoing war.
Ongoing,
it's
man.
It's an ongoing war.
It's ongoing. It's like the Spurs. Yeah, it's yeah. fourth. It's four quarters.
Yeah, it's an ongoing
four
an
quarters
ongoing game.
It's not one little. Oh, they got like 14 points. They had a 14 point run.
Up times,
no dog
times.
But ongoing. You can get into, like, people get into these, like, this couple, these routines. Their whole routine is bad for the relationship.
Yeah. First of all, the word routine.
Yeah. But you get into your patterns. I mean, everybody has every relationship. But
all
sometimes you
can
have
my friends are married. Trust me.
Yeah. You can have patterns, though, that are all of them. That are good for the relationship that are not work. It's just your normal pattern of interacting with each other.
Yeah.
Instead of a toxic one. And that's what these two people have. They have this toxic thing. And this is their routine now. Every week. Oh, it's Sunday. Let's fuck.
Sunday. Let's fuck
all
badly.
Right, let's go. Let's begin.
Let's fuck badly.
Three,
no
two,
passion.
One.
Anytime you start sex with, I guess you're not dog. That's not.
What time is it?
You should never be starting sex like that. Sex should be like.
Is she still angry with him?
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Oh, you know
if
what? She might not be.
If she's
I take
angry,
that back. She might not be.
She's feeling passion towards him still. If she's not angry, if this is just some matter of fact shit,
then
she's
it's
not even
over
feeling any
for
passion.
Him and her.
Dude, it's done.
It's done.
She don't feel no passion.
They're there for the kids.
It's done.
They're there for the kids.
It's done. Which definitely means he's getting some strange.
It ain't looking good. But I don't know. You know what? I don't know if he's getting strange.
You know what? Usually, stereotypically,
but let's
men,
go off his
when
track
men
record.
Cheat, though, stereotypically, they overdo it with their wife. So he would give her a better gift if he was cheating on her.
Let's go off the track record.
Wait, that's what she claims to be a good gift, bad gift.
Well, we can
let's go off the track record. If a man is with a woman and he's listening and he knows his woman, she's having orgasms. Like because he's paying
only if he
to
cares.
Only if she's capable.
Only if he cares.
No.
He may not care.
But why?
You see what I'm saying? He may not care.
Okay.
Not every dude
cares to
get a woman.
That's
there.
Fair to say.
You do, but not every guy does.
You mean
they just don't care?
A lot of times I don't give a shit either.
I
get what you're saying.
Not with every woman. No.
That's fair too. Because if you do care, then you do listen.
You.
It's not a listening.
Take care of your business.
Listening is like. It's also listening, but it's also applying that information.
I've been with plenty of women. I don't give a fuck.
He may not have. Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
Oh, let me get this right. You want me to come over? I ain't coming over tonight, bitch.
Yeah.
I've been there too.
Yeah. He may not give a fuck.
You're right.
He might have tried early and been like, I can't make this happen.
This may be one of those. You know, you hear like talk to older couples, and they're like, "It was one time in our lives when we was both fucking around."
Yeah,
right.
That Siri?
Siri just chimed in.
She just fucking popped in.
Siri was like, "I fucked around once.
One
with how?
I was fucking around with Samsung last Tuesday." You're right. It's all about applying that information. We all know, like, if we're with somebody for a while, you know what they want, what it takes for them to get off.
Yeah, that's only if you care.
If you care,
to make this happen.
You apply
care,
it.
Mm-hmm. Or do you not?
If he
you
might
care,
not care,
you'll do it. If you don't, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
But ego makes you care.
And you're thinking, just to throw another, like, devil's advocate, you're thinking as a man that does care.
That's
some
what I'm saying.
Guys, right.
Yeah, it's a lot of dudes that just
some
don't.
Guys, some guys hear all of that shit.
Yeah.
They might, honestly, they might not hear it. Some of them might
it
hear
could be
it.
Him.
Some of them might hear it and not even know.
Man, he's some Jersey mook.
Dog.
We're speculating on
this dude.
A lot.
This dude, I don't think.
Get over here. What are we doing?
I like sex, so give me sex and stuff.
Jersey
I don't
mook,
think.
You gonna cheat on
I don't
me?
Think that he
think you
is
better
doing.
Than me.
I don't think he's doing. I don't think he has any side. I don't think he knows what it,
on top of the low teacher.
to get his wife, not his girlfriend.
Yeah,
it's easy to make your girlfriend have an orgasm.
Yeah,
it's easy to make your girlfriend.
Buy her.
Yeah, yeah, you got to be like, look, bitch. There's in the future we might get married.
Yeah,
and that in her mind, she's telling,
I'm gonna leave my wife.
The narrative in her mind
wife?
Is like,
yeah,
this could be my husband right now.
Yeah.
He was giving me orgasms since we've. But the technical orgasm that women need, or the technical orgasm that women, he's not supplying that.
You gotta care that to do
means,
that.
That means he's not he's you not gotta he's care. Not eating her out.
You gotta care to do that.
He's not eating her out.
Yeah.
He's not
nasty.
No fingers. No toys, no games.
No, it's rudimentary.
No handcuffs.
No.
None of that shit.
No.
No spanking. No BDSM.
No, it's me. None of that shit. With the lights
it's
out.
It's me on top.
The covers.
Listen,
no
look
eye
here.
Contact. No
it's
eye
Wednesday.
Contact.
Cheek to cheek. Take this dick and I'm going to sleep.
Me on top and then I'm going to sleep.
He ain't doing his business,
he's probably
man.
Probably fat too.
Probably. This nigga is 375
he's probably
pounds.
Got a gun on him.
5'8".
You know, he's tired.
He's like, he starts to die. He's like, wait till I see my
fucking
dick.
Did you hear?
Wait till I see my dick.
Did you hear? He's fucking tired.
She said he's always tired and unmotivated.
I bet he is. Carrying that gut around.
Been carrying that fat ass gut around.
Yeah, bend over.
Worried about his sugar. You're going to lose that foot, man.
Pull your panties down. Pull your panties down. He pulls her underwear down. If they fuck in the living room, he pulls her underwear down. He doesn't even like give her a few finger strokes beforehand.
Nope.
Like he doesn't put his face in it. Like he didn't put his face
down.
In her ass.
Nope. He doesn't take it. And she pulls it down.
Yeah.
You have to be.
He doesn't even like passionately just push it to the side. I'm so hot. I got to be in you now.
Right.
Push the shit to the
now,
side.
Push that shit to the side. Nope. Put his stick his tongue
just,
in it.
Just slowly
stick
pulls
his
it
tongue
off.
In her.
Let's her pull it off.
Her ass. His nose in her asshole, like wiggling it around. That feels good too.
Nope.
Wiggling it around in her asshole with his nose, and he's still not giving her orgasm.
He ain't doing that shit, man.
Dog, the orgasm comes. Women's orgasms come with sporadic
he ain't doing that
shit.
He ain't doing that shit. Let's get off this bitch.
All right, okay,
enough.
Trust me, I can go on and on. I've fucked up so many times. I can go on and on about this shit.
Where we at?
101.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
we
that.
Had like a half hour on some couple
yeah.
we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
It's good.
I didn't realize that. What
some people need to hear that shit. Some people
decent,
need to hear this.
Do we have a decent walkout story?
Derek.
Do we?
I think we have a couple possible.
We got the white appreciation. We got the chlamydia.
The chlamydia.
I don't like
the chlamydia
thing.
You don't like that one? I love that.
I don't know, but
that
it's close out though.
Makes me laugh so much.
Mother's
so
Day
hard.
Flowers.
We just did that.
That's that one. Single mom fired from daycare.
That's funny. We got a news report for that one. She talks shit on Facebook.
I seem to recall us doing the horrifying text. We did that before.
We did. It's just an update on the story.
It's just an update?
It's just an update. They're looking into some of those cases.
Again, how do you trust white folks as a black person? You don't know who's racist.
No, you know what's great about that story is that the cop who was sending those texts, he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, all my friends are like Asian and black and Hispanic. Like, that's just talk.
Yeah, is it?
So, yeah.
Is it?
There's a prom picture story. There's
anti-gay lawsuits. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, we got to pick one.
Grab one.
Pick one. Single mom fired from daycare just because we have a video. I got a video for it. I don't know why they had to put single mom in the story.
Single mom fired from daycare?
Yeah.
Because it can just be like mom. Yeah.
Yeah. A woman was fired from her job and it made the news. Because she talks shit on Facebook.
A lot of us have done it. Vented online. Tonight, though, a story in a cautionary tale. One single Facebook post costs a local woman her brand new job.
And the backlash didn't stop there. It quickly spread from the colony to Collin County with total strangers hammering her.
J.D. Miles with that story. It's all new at 10 o'clock.
With a small child to raise, Caitlin Walls finally found
single mom
with a small child.
Single mom
trying to raise a daughter.
Sympathy.
Yes, she's overweight, and yes, she has on a black T-shirt.
Steady work at this daycare center in the colony.
I really needed it really bad. I'm a single mom. Me and her.
Oh, really?
We're trying to get out.
I didn't know that.
The 27-year-old was excited about
working,
but not necessarily as thrilled about the job. She posted on Facebook.
I see a 34-year-old.
Today, but I absolutely hate working at daycare. She posted on Facebook, I start my new job today, but I absolutely hate working at daycare. Followed by,
daycare?
I just really hate being around a lot of kids.
I had these girls attacking me, because I don't want to be around a lot of kids all the time.
The post was...
Why are you working at a daycare? What the,
you got a job at a daycare with your visible tattoo right above your breast.
I don't know if you know this.
But we all know what this was.
But there's a lot of kids at a daycare.
We all know what this was.
You understand that.
She's it was her being...
She was talking shit on Facebook and people that worked there were kind of like, hey, can you not...
Yeah, she's fishing for likes.
What the fuck?
She's fishing for likes and maybe even some sympathy. Like, oh, you'll do great. Like right. That kind of thing.
Spread among Facebook groups in Collin County, and the attacks appeared faster than Caitlin's little daughter. The worst have been removed, but some remain that call her a dumb expletive or saying she has bubonic plague.
I actually cried. It really hurt me because I wasn't trying to offend anybody.
She's got those under lip piercings, those studs below her lip, like in her...
She has a lot. There's a lot of things wrong with her. That's not even high on my list.
She's got two visible tattoos right there. She's not really showing a lot of
skin. The piercings.
And
she's Texas. That looks very Texas-y.
I don't know. Dallas-Fort Worth, CBS DFW. Yes, it's very Texas.
That looks Texas-y.
Ever.
Wall says the daycare operators got wind of the posts and told her not to bother coming in.
It really was a big mistake. I don't hate children. No, not at all. I have my own. She's beautiful. I love her. I was just venting.
But it left Walls once again searching for work that she vows to keep to herself when she finds it.
I am not going to post anything ever again like that, no matter how I feel.
In the Colony, J.D. Miles, CBS 11 News.
Well, a lot of you are commenting on our Facebook page about this. We want to know what you think. We hope that you will join in on the conversation.
Join in on the conversation. No racism, please, for a change. For a change.
Here's the thing, man.
How does that make the news?
If you're going to go work at... Well, it's, you know what it was. It's probably
it's local news. I mean, they're pretty bored.
5 o'clock. They're bored. They got nothing else to talk
about. Someone's checking Facebook for news.
Here's the thing, man. If you're going to work at a daycare... It'd probably be in your best interest to say that you, not to say you hate children.
She fucked up.
Say you hate parents.
She fucked up.
Just say you hate parents. That's who you hate, by the way. You don't hate children.
I wouldn't say that. that's that right there.
Keep
that's
all that shit to yourself anyway.
The people that make the money.
But let's be honest.
The daycare.
It don't look like she's made a lot of correct choices in her life.
Nah.
So here's a funny. I actually checked the comments. Here's a funny YouTube comment. She'll never learn. She did the same thing back in November 2014. She had a job lined up at a local health club. She went on Facebook saying how much she hated working out and dieting.
My God.
Come on. I mean, it was a little... That's funny.
That's very funny. That is very funny.
Because people... There's been other stories.
She'll never learn. She had a job at Starbucks. She went on Facebook complaining about how she likes to buy her coffee from 7-Eleven because it's cheaper.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts rules. But there was another girl last year who had the same shit. She talked shit about her new job that she hadn't even started yet, and her boss tweeted back at her, "No, you don't have this job. Like you're just done." Because they check your social media. Why would you post that shit?
Show us your job's name.
Well, don't or you make you know when it
don't
when people,
bash your job
when people apply for jobs they
till you're make, ready to quit
they make their Facebook page private you know, so people don't see that shit.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why isn't your page private to your friends?
Because she needs the likes. We all need likes.
We all need clicks.
They want attention.
We all need clicks.
They want to complain about work.
Just a click. But click
I bet there's a large percentage of people working daycares who hate the fuck out of kids.
Oh, sure. They. You know what? They're smart. They don't talk about it.
They talk about when they
like
get
this,
home.
Like this dump. Well, like I said, she's made a lot of wrong choices over the course of her life.
Yeah.
This is not even high on the list of wrong choices she's made.
Well, we shouldn't be shaming her.
Oh, God. She needs to be shamed. Maybe if somebody shamed her, she wouldn't have two studs in her lower lip.
It's good for fellatio.
She's
probably got a tongue piercing, too.
Oh, well, she had that first.
She's got the clit piercing?
She had that first to whatever mess is dick she's sucking.
Her daughter got caught on it when she came out, when she gave birth.
That mess of a man whose dick she's sucking.
I'm just guessing
that he's a mess. You know why? Because she's a mess.
And you know he's mad, too, because he has to keep paying her bills for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's not going to get a job.
At least she didn't have
a black baby.
At least she didn't have a black baby. That's the one the bright spot of this whole thing. Like, well, she didn't have a black baby.
Is that going for her?
The usual. like the usual.
A 100% black baby?
Yeah, like the usual thing. No, like a little Matrix baby. Like, oh, God, I bet you her man's name is DeAndre, but they call him D, and he smells of weed all the time.
DT.
He smells of weed all the time. Listen, people, we're going to bring this home. We hope you enjoy today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you.
What do you guys got coming up?
This Saturday, the 16th, catch me on Eddie Bryant's show in D.C. Check my Facebook or my website for details because I don't have the details right now.
May 14th, check out TimMillerComedy.com. I'm actually at the Arlington Cinema Draft House. Come check me out.
And I'm in New York the 28th, 29th, and 30th, and I'm coming back on the 31st. I'm going to be doing something. I don't know yet. Yeah, this week, the last week of this month.
Cool.
So come hang out. I want to hang with some people. I want to drink. I want to hang out. Going to see my man do some comedy.
You want to get stopped and frisked? So anyone, any cops listening?
Of course.
Go ahead and
of course I want to get stopped
set
and
that
frisked.
Up.
And come on through. Shout out to all of you know all the people who are holding us down. Rod, Hater Nation, y'all know who.
Hey, we got a couple Stitcher reviews and iTunes reviews, so
really?
Thanks for that. And other people, yeah, we cracked the top 100 again on Stitcher.
Did we?
Because of just getting a couple reviews. Yeah. That helps a lot. So review us on Stitcher.
Review us on Stitcher.
Everybody.
We'll boost us up. Review us. We appreciate it.
Top 100 comedy, just, not all.
Just look. Take a moment out of your day just to review us. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Take a moment out of your day. It helps us.
Yeah.
It helps us. It's just a second for you.
Hey, girl. This won't hurt.
Stitcher, iTunes, you name it, do it.
This won't hurt.
And come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. I think that's it.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
We are three guys on. We are out.
You're upstairs with a boyfriend while I'm left here to listen. I hear you calling his name, I hear the stutter.